All right, guys. Well, we are live here at Framing the World. Hopefully, my internet connection will hold out, but we're going to try to take some phone calls and just get people's opinion on the new COVIDland film, The Lockdown. So if you guys like the film, make sure to call in 480-519-4999. That's 480-519-4999. And let me know your thoughts on the film. But for those of you who don't know about the film, we have made a film called COVIDland. It is a five-part series, and we have just released the first episode on band.video. So if you go to band.video, you will be able to see the film. Just go to band.video. It's one over here, COVIDland. And you will be able to see the movie for free today. 2.1 million views already. So that's really exciting. It's definitely the best view count that I've had in a long while. So that's really exciting to see the film taking off and getting some wings. Hopefully it'll just really catch on and get out there. But there's a lot of other places to watch it. You can get it on your Roku television as well, or go to rediscovertelevision.com and watch it. But that right there is the coolest part to place to watch it, is Rediscover Television. If you just go to your Roku television, just type in COVIDland and it'll pop up the first episode here, COVIDland, The Lockdown, and you'll be able to watch that. Hey, Florida Mark, hopefully the stream is going well here. Hopefully it's smooth. I'm just doing a Wi-Fi signal here. Maybe that's going to be stronger than the hard line. You'd think the hard line would be stronger, but that just failed on this live stream. So we're going to just do it as long as we can. Give us a call, 480-519-4999. I'd love to hear your thoughts on the film, 480-519-4999. Hard look. Excited to watch COVIDland with the boys. Dude, go watch it now. Don't wait for the boys. Just go watch it. And let me know your thoughts on the film. Make sure to share it, too. Share this film to all your families and friends. I know everyone's excited for episode 2 and saying, when is episode 2 going to come out? Well, it's going to come out soon, but you know, let's try to share episode 1. These projects take a long time. I mean, this is a feature film that I just made. It took me a year to make. I'm really proud of it, but you know, this is not just like I just check in a couple hours a day and make this film. This is 16 hours a day, every day for the last year to get this first episode done. Episode 2 is right around the corner. The sound should be done in 4 days from now. However, it probably will be a little late because I've only heard the first two reels of episode 5 or episode 2. So, yeah, it might be a little longer than once suspected. But it's coming along. It's looking great. And you know what? Go to band.video, guys. And while you're waiting on episode 2, why don't you share episode 1 to everyone? Better yet, buy them a DVD and pass it out to people you love. You can go to framingtheworld.com, get a copy of the DVD, or you can go to covidland.com, get a copy, hand it out to your friends and family, bring it to your library, get it out that way. But let's get this information out. I mean, honestly, I think this is a really great tool to wake people up about the deception that's going on right now in this country and really the world, you know. And so, again, guys, go to band.video and watch it, or Rediscover Television is another great place to watch it. I'd honestly rather you go to Rediscover Television. You know what? Someone just called in, but I didn't hear him. Call back. Call back. I'd rather go to Rediscover Television and you watch it there, because you'll be able to watch it in 6K at Rediscover Television. But, you know, if you share it with your friends and family that don't really care about the quality, pass out COVIDland, The Lockdown. In fact, you know, I've never even looked. Let's look together here. I've never even looked, like, what is the quality they upload it to? 720p. Wow, that's really sad. Ah, 720p. That's what COVID land the lockdown is uploaded at. But anyways, the links will be in the description. I think they already are. Dustin said put the link in the description. I mean, COVIDland.com, guys. I mean, what more? How easy can you get? COVIDland.com. Go to that. Hopefully you can spell that. But I will put the links in the description after this video is public. Rediscovertelevision.com, another easy one to spell. So I don't think you're going to have problems doing that. Band.video, super easy to spell. And I give a lot of credit to Alex for making this what it is, because without him, this really wouldn't be taking off the way it is. So obviously, I think it would eventually take off. There's other people in the film that support it. They would send out links and stuff, but it would definitely not be at 2 million views like it is right now. 2.1 million views on band.video. And this is not YouTube, guys. You're like, oh, 2 million views is nothing. It's like, dude, this is not YouTube where you get all that listener base. This is 2 million views on an alternative media site. So I think that's fantastic. And you know what? Someone else just called me and I'm just missing it. So I'm going to call him back and see if we can get him live. I got to unmute this thing or something.
Hello.
Hello. You're on live with Framing the World.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
Hey, how's it going, man? What do you think of the film?
Oh, I loved it. I thought it was a great film. I thought Alex did a great job narrating, and there was some bits and I knew a lot about a lot of the information because I tuned into your podcast throughout the pandemic and stuff. So, yeah, it's really great.
Awesome, man. Well, so what was some of your favorite parts of the movie? What do you like the most about it?
I like the part that you brought up about Carrie Mullis. I know that I have that video on my channel. And as far as I know, on YouTube, I think I'm the only one that has that video up now. I've looked all over for it and I couldn't find it. The one about him talking about Dr. Fauci. And there's another one where he talks about the PCR tests and stuff like that.
Right, right. And you know, you have it on your channel. I looked and looked online and it was always in super low quality online. So I ended up finding the original guy that shot that video. And so in the movie, we have all the raw footage from that original interview.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. And I like the the part with the coroners where they had that document that came out right as the pandemic hit. I didn't know about that document, so that was actually new information for me. So
cool, man.
Yeah, really great job on the film. And you know, I've always liked, you know, listening to you guys. And
what's your name?
My name's Jeremy. I go by Professional Nobody on YouTube.
Yeah, I've recognized that. Yep.
Yeah. So yeah, I love you. I love Pastor Anderson. I love all you guys' videos. You guys do great documentaries. I just got done watching your Deported film, and what's the other one? The one where you went to Jordan, Beyond Jordan.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah, I just watched both of those the other night again for like the third time. So.
Oh, good.
Yeah, really great work, man.
Hey, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, for sure. And right. I actually met you at the Minnesota Soul Winning Marathon.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know if you remember. Yeah, I think we got like 100 people saved.
Wow. Wow, that's great, man.
Yeah, so. Anyways, I'll let you get back to it. God bless.
Hey, thank you, man, for your review. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
All right. We have one person that likes Deported and Beyond Jordan. That is exciting to hear. All right. So we got Wally on the chat, too. He is the guy that made Rediscover Television happen. So, again, guys, if you haven't yet seen this, go to rediscovertelevision.com. You can watch it free on there. And you can also subscribe to his channel and get a lot more content. But on Rediscover Television or your Roku device, just go and type in COVIDland. You're going to see it at the highest quality possible. Because if you go to InfoWars, you're going to watch it at 720p, which is painful to look at. But especially when this is in 6K, I shot the whole film in 6K. But you know, I expected that would be the case. That's just kind of how it's going to be. Most people are going to watch on their stupid phones anyways. So you know what? That's another reason to go out and get the DVD and support us, guys. Get a hard copy because this thing is getting censored everywhere. Let's hear from Pastor Tommy McMurtry. Pastor, how are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Good, man. Hey, what was your thoughts on the film?
Oh, man, I absolutely loved it. I mean, I just, it felt so good to finally see something telling the truth on this subject that, you know, was that you can share with other people because, you know, people just aren't going to read some of the news articles and, you know, just different videos that are out there. And so, you know, we've needed some kind of powerful tool that we could use to change people's mind on this. And I felt like that documentary did that. And so, you know, one of the things I wanted to call and just talk about is, you know, just some of the positive things I've seen from getting it out. So, you know, for one, you know, there's been people who, you know, normally don't, you know, watch your stuff that I know that they have watched this and have, I mean, spoken very positively about it. They really enjoyed it. You know, some of my family members watched it and they really liked it. And so I think this is something that's going to pull in a whole new audience for you. I've been putting these DVDs out in different places in town. And, you know, I mean, obviously, I've always done a lot of stuff, you know, to try to get the messages out on things. And, you know, you can only tell, you know, it's hard to tell what kind of reach and impact it's having. But, you know, when people take the time to, you know, write letters, send emails and things like that, that's when you kind of know it's having an impact. And I was wanting to read one. I had a postcard sent to me by somebody who watched through the whole thing, saw the gospel presentation online, and he just said, I just wanted to say how much I really enjoyed your short sermon following the end credits of Alex Jones's Newfoundland. Your succinct summation of man's spiritual situation was the best, the most direct I've ever heard, and it really resonated with me. So again, thank you and God bless. And somebody from Vermont. And then locally, I had a guy that emailed me that picked up, he found one at the gun range and watched it. And then, and I guess the guys there told him that, you know, where it came from. And so he contacted me and just really appreciated it and told me about some of the stuff that he's involved with. So the thing is, I say all that to say that, you know, based on a lot of the feedback I'm seeing from this, I think these next ones you do are going to be much bigger than this one. And this one's already been huge with how much it's gotten out because, you know, people loved it and they're looking for more. And so I think we're going to just, I think you're going to see even more success on the next one. And so, I mean, I think, you know, the success of this one already is really good, but I think this is just the beginning. So right. Congratulations on that. I mean, I know it's got to feel good seeing, you know, the work pay off, but, man, I know our church really appreciates it and, we're anxious to see the rest of it.
Right. Well, you guys have been a big supporter, over there for the whole project. So I appreciate your support. You're going to be featured in episode 4. So you just got to hold on. It's going to be a little bit, but, We kind of changed the whole idea from originally it was supposed to be just a feature-length film to kind of 5 feature-length films. So,
right. Well, hey, you know that we're just glad something's out there doing this because that's why we've supported it so much. Just because, you know, from the beginning of this whole thing, I was horrified and shocked at just our country's acceptance of all this. And it became very apparent that, you know, people are just believing the news media and there's just no alternative. There's nobody's hearing an alternative to what's going on. And, you know, we wanted something out there. And so when we heard you were doing it. You know, we knew you were capable of doing it right. And but man, I think you took it to another level with this one. And so,
well, I appreciate it. I know a lot of people said, you know, you're going to get it done way too late. It's not going to be done in time, but it seems like it's more relevant now than ever.
Just right. Well, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking at first. Cause I was like, oh man, you know, when everything this summer started looking like they were calming down, I'm like, oh man, Cooperland's going to be too late. But man, this country, I don't know what's wrong with it. I mean, the fact that they were able to bring the masks back in a lot of places and people went along with it, you know, the fact that they're pushing the vaccine and, you know, people, a lot of people still are freaking out. But the thing is, you know, there is, I'm seeing people's minds changed on this stuff slowly. And so I think what a lot of people probably need right now is just something out there, you know, affirming what they know in their mind. Cause I mean, never underestimate the stupidity of people, but you know, I just, you know, I really think people are so used to what they see on TV and other documentaries and things being true, you know, that the fact that they're just not seeing anything is kind of keeping them in this state of, you know, just going along with everything. So I do. I think this is going to be a great tool to just wake a lot of people up. And I think the success of this one's just the beginning.
Right. Well, I appreciate that, Pastor. And, you know, I look forward to the other ones as well. But, you know, I really want people to realize that, you know, share this one. Help us get this one out there. Because so when episode 2 comes out, it'll be even more popular at that point. So.
Yeah,
well,
I agree.
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate it, Pastor.
Yes, sir. You all take right. care.
You too.
Bye.
All right. Well, that was Pastor Tommy McMurtry. Now, I know I'm probably having connection problems again. So, sorry, guys. I'm trying to go live here for the first time ever at my location, and I don't know if it's going to allow me to do this, but it seems like it's going, even though it says my connection is unstable, and it doesn't look like it says trying to reconnect. So I don't know if it's actually – give me a thumbs up if it's okay, guys. The stream's okay. But anyways, so yeah, guys, please go – if you haven't yet watched it, go to band.video and share the link there. Go watch that the movie there. Or if you have a Roku television, just go to your Roku television and type in COVIDland, and it'll pop up for free there. And in 6K. So that's really cool. You'll be able to watch it on super high quality. Good. We have some thumbs up. It's working. So if you guys want to call in, let me know your thoughts on the film. 480-519-4999. That's 480-519-4999. I'd love to hear your guys' thoughts on the movie. And just kind of get your opinion on it and any thoughts you had on the film. But COVIDland Part 2 is going to be coming out here probably within a month. There'll be a 3-week pre-order window, just like we did for episode 1, because I do need to get some of my money back for this. And, you know, this movie has cost well over $1 million at this point. And so, which is crazy to think about, but it has. And so, you know, we want to try to recoup some of those costs. And, you know, I haven't been paid on this. So I'm really encouraging everyone, if you're listening right now, to go get a copy at framingtheworld.com, or you can go support it at covidland.com, support Alex. But we want to get this message out to people. We will be offering this in bulk rates later. But the mic may be having issues, though. Oh, great. Well, you know what? I don't have a really great setup here at my new house, but hopefully, you know, I think I might be moving closer to my parents here after the winter. So if that happens, then hopefully I'll have better internet connection at my new place. But yeah, I can't really do live here. So as we're seeing. But anyways, guys, so if you haven't yet seen COVIDland, The Lockdown, go to band.video and check it out. It is already at 1.1 million views or 2.1 million views, which is ridiculous. 2.1 million views. That is so awesome. Need to be uploaded as soon as they can. All right. Well, let me get them done first. So episode two is done. Episode three is like almost done, but then, you know, so much has changed since we got that the original edit of episode three done that I need to spend a little bit more time. The goal is to have all the first three out by Christmas. Now, I don't know if that's an attainable goal. The first two will for sure be out by Christmas. The episode three will probably come out in January, but I want to get it out by Christmas for obvious reasons. So we're going to try our hardest to make that happen. Again, guys, if you want to call in Dale Hart, we loved it. I'm sharing the link. Dale, I'd love to hear your thoughts on it. Call in 480-519-4999. And just because I know you played it to your church. So, yeah, call in. Everything is fine right now. Make sure you don't take call-ins on Wi-Fi. Yeah, the call-in should be just regular phone. So call in, guys, 480-519-4999 and give us your thoughts. Yeah, it's been a struggle. This film has been like the biggest undertaking I've ever done. And, you know, a lot of people don't really realize all that goes into making a film like this. But, I mean, we traveled to 17 states, went interviewed 50 different people, and, you know, we're in the process of editing five movies. Not just, you know, the original idea was just do 1 2-hour film on this whole subject. And I was like, that sounds great. Then we kept getting more information. I was like, we have so much great information. We got to make it into 5 episodes, 60-minute episodes. But I mean, this movie episode one is 94 minutes. So it's a lot longer than 60 minutes. It's a feature length film. I mean, 90 minutes is a feature length film. We're going to show it again October 24th. Great. So 480-519-4999. Thank you, Andrew. And, you know, Andrew Loza, he has been a big helper on this series. He's been promoting it like crazy. It's like a full-time job for him. I feel horrible. I'm not even paying the guy. But, man, he has been knocking out of the park with all of his stuff. All right, well, still waiting on some phone calls. Got a text message, but that is nothing to do with the film. So, yeah. Well, so, guys, again, if you want to call in, let us know your thoughts. Go ahead. No stress, guys. Just call in, kind of give your thoughts on the film. I'm really curious to see what you guys thought of it. I really need to stop saying I say it all the time. I said it on the Alex show too. I just get nervous when I do these live streams. I get nervous when I talk to people in general. And I think it's because I'm locked away in my dungeon back here. See these three monitors behind me? That's where I live back there. And so I'm not used to talking to people. And so I get real nervous. And I haven't done a live show in a while. And so, yeah, if you guys haven't seen the shows, we've been on InfoWars twice this month, promoting this episode. So go check those out and, take it easy on me. I did my best there. You know, I would prefer to never go in front of the camera. I would much rather be the guy behind the camera. But I do have some big plans I want to do, you know, besides these five films. You know, I think the future is looking real positive. We have these five films that we're making with InfoWars. And then we, you know, hopefully there'll be a few films after that. I know Alex has already talked to me about another film he wants to make and another one. Tim wrote, thank you, Paul, and your team. Haven't watched it yet. Purchased the DVD from InfoWars, but has yet to arrive. You are doing great, brother. Thank you, William. Well, that's cool. Thank you, Tim, for purchasing the DVD. Hopefully, will there be another Liberty Baptist premiere on episode 2? I hope so. That'd be cool. So maybe we could make that happen, Pastor. We're going to have the film done on the 17th. Give a week little buffer there. So what is it? The 17th. And then a week is the 24th. So October 24th, anytime after October 24th, we should be able to premiere this. Maybe just do it towards the end of October. And then you'll be for sure safe that it'll be done. But we're not waiting on me on episode 2. We're waiting on sound. So I'm real a stickler for sound. And, you know, I hired a lady that's done all my films. And she is a stickler as well. So we try to, you know, everything in this movie has been scored. So it's all original music that she has made. I definitely want to, Pastor McMurtry says, I was hoping to show all of them. Cool. So yeah, we would love to have another screening at Liberty Baptist Church. So if you live anywhere in the Rock Falls area, you know, that's a great church to go to. And, you know, it's a great way to check out the church is to show up to one of these screenings. So if you're out there listening and want a good church to go to in the Rock Falls, Illinois area, that would be your church. And so, anyways, guys, I guess we're not going to get too many call-ins. I don't really have a huge audience listening. I think we have 43 people. Out of the 43 people listening, we can't get one person to call in. Come on, guys. Someone call in and give me your thoughts on the movie. I know a lot of people have seen it. Okay, we got a Junior V wrote, Pastor Anderson should have been added to the movie. Great film, by the way. I'm not sure what Pastor Anderson would bring to the movie. He doesn't believe the way I believe on this issue, so I'm not sure what he would bring to COVID land. That's a weird comment since he believes the exact opposite of what I believe. So everyone is scared to talk live. Yeah, I don't like talking live. But yeah, Pastor Anderson, I mean, there's no reason to have him on this movie because he doesn't agree with anything we say in it. So I would call, but haven't had a chance to watch it yet. So busy with other calls. Yeah, well, watch it. Make sure you watch it, guys. I haven't watched it yet, but I'm looking forward to getting a copy. Good night. Another person I haven't watched yet. So, I mean, we got a lot more people that need to see this film. So what you guys need to do is go to rediscovertelevision.com, or you can go to band.video and watch COVID Land there. 2.1 million views. And check it out. See, hopefully we'll get some more people to tune in and watch this thing. There are multiple pastors that will be featured in the episodes covering churches during the lockdown. Yeah, I mean, we interviewed a bunch of great pastors for this film, and they will be featured in episode 4. That's where we talk about how it affected the churches. And so, you know, that's when you're going to see it. I think the Fauci documentary was made as a damage control for COVID land. Yeah, I don't know. I doubt. Thank you, Paul, for the place to view. Yeah. I love Pastor Anderson, but he told people to get the vaccine in a sermon. My jaw dropped. Yeah, I was shocked when I heard that. Yeah. Why does Pastor Anderson disagree with this? I don't know. Ask him. I don't know. You obviously haven't been listening to his sermons. But let's see here. Why don't you have Fauci in your films? Well, we have a lot of clips from Fauci, but I mean, to book an interview with Fauci, I think is pretty far-fetched. I just got another call and I keep missing it. You know why I'm missing calls? I just realized this. This is why I'm missing calls. Because I have it set to, if you call me, I don't get any calls from numbers I don't recognize. So it just immediately goes to voicemail. That's why. So I'm going to have to cold call these people back.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, how's it going, man? Who's this?
Hey, this is Dustin Helm. I just wanted to call in and just say, man, you did a fantastic job on the film. Everybody that I've shown it to, I mean, just the reception is just amazing. You know, everyone gets extremely emotional, as well as myself. And you can tell just how impactful this film's going to be. And I'm just amazed at how far it's taken off so far. And just wanted to say great job and keep up the good work, brother.
Hey, thank you, Dustin. I appreciate that, man. So where did you watch it?
Well, I had you sent me the screening. I've seen that probably 15 times in HD.
Wow.
And, I've burned about 15 or 20 copies, the hard copy that I received as well. I'm starting to pass those out. So I can say most everyone, exception of a few people, they were a little skeptical. I think maybe Alex Jones and his reputation kind of had something to do with their skepticism. But I feel like if they really take in that information, it's, you know, it's, there's a lot there. So
right.
Just hoping that those people will wake up a little bit.
You know? Well, you know, and that's one of the things that we tried really hard on is to be completely factual in this movie. And so we actually hired someone that just did full-time research. Her name's Lisa Palumbo. We've had her on the show before, but she has gone in and deep dive on all the information we presented, and all of it is completely factual. So, I mean, the people that don't want to listen to it for Alex Jones, I mean, that's crazy to me, but it is what
it
is.
Yeah, I agree. You know, and especially like you said, you know, if they were to actually go out and of course that information is going to be hard to find, but if they were to go out and do some research on their own, you know, they can come up with obvious conclusions like most of us have. So, just, you know, it's kind of frustrating, especially when they're people, you know, and love, and, you know, this is real, you know, this is really happening and people are just so blind to it.
Right. Well, I appreciate your call in, man. Good to hear from you, Dustin.
Yes, sir.
All right. Have a good day.
You too.
All right, guys, call in 480-519-4999, you know, it might go straight to voicemail, and I'll just call you back. That seems to be working until I get I call back someone that's trying to make a delivery or something. But, guys, I mean, this has had a crazy success so far. I mean, we're now on the third batch of DVDs being printed, so... it's been a huge success, and I just praise God for all the success. It's definitely of God that the reason it's even gone as far as it had. I mean, if you know, looking back, it's just all lined up from the financing at the beginning to you know, booking all this interview with high profile names to then getting more financing after I was done with production from a guy that has been a huge blessing to this film and has really brought the film to another level. He's not only helped with financing, his name is Liberty Man. He's not only helped with financing, but he also helped with his time and his poured. He's worked on it every day. You know, I would say probably 6 hours a day, at least, maybe, you know, some days probably more for the last, 6 months on this. So it's been awesome. Liberty Man is just, made the film what it is. It's not just me that's making this. It's really a teamwork of four people that have really pulled together and made this possible. And so I appreciate him as well. But guys, go out and get a copy and support this movie. He said, let's see, Paul, quick question. Have you ever looked into the links of Dr. Fauci with the Jesuit order? No, I have never done that. He said, you have a job that makes, all right. Just remember this success will not go unpunished by the haters. Just remember the more they hate on you, the more you know you kick their backsides. Yeah, I haven't had too much blowback on this. I think people are just trying to ignore it right now that are haters of me because they don't want to admit that, you know, I could, you know, someone can have success outside of them. Good morning, y'all. This film cost $500 million. Yeah. No, it's cost over $1 million so far to produce. Is this film suitable to show grade school children at church? Yeah, you can show. It's good for any age. We there was some cussing in it, but we bleeped out any cussing. Are you nervous if the film goes mainstream? I mean, this film is not going to go mainstream. You can't even keep it on YouTube for 5 seconds. So I know a lot of people have uploaded and have already gotten strikes. I know I tried to upload it to my channel and got a strike trying to upload the film. You've done amazing work. Thank you for all you're doing. Yeah, I appreciate that. You know, I've really poured everything I have into this film. And I think you guys are going to love this film. And I think you're going to love episode 2 even more, hopefully. So, you know, I've heard the first about 20 minutes with Final Sound, and it's perfect. I love it. But, you never really know people's reaction until you see it, because I'm so close to the project that I see it through a very skewed lens. So, done amazing work on the film. It's my 11-year-old's favorite movie ever. There you go. Well, that's exciting to hear. Morgan McLaughlin. It's my 11-year-old's favorite movie ever. I gotta show that on screen. That's cool. You know what? And my kids, they're all under 7, and they learn a lot on the film too. So I'm sharing all of this content to whoever I know. I appreciate that, man. Just keep flooding it out there. You know, posting trailers, posting the links to the final film. Let's just try to get people to know about this film. And, but don't share the YouTube links for the film. There's some people who have uploaded to YouTube. Don't share those links. Those are just going to get pulled down. Paul, you're a very talented filmmaker, and I love this movie. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. But anyways, this film has been of God. I mean, to the distribution. So, I was talking earlier about how, you know, the finances all came together at the last minute and really made it so I could hire a graphic artist to take this to the next level. And then after that, even, you know, the distribution, having Alex agree. And I don't think people realize how big of a deal this is. And I think it's just a miracle that God just allowed this to happen. Because this is the only way this is going to be seen. And to people that you know, are haters of me and that think that this is all a hoax, I'm just thinking to myself, no movie has come together like this one has. And so you just know it's of God, that just everything is just came together perfectly. And so who else is going to release this to get 2 million views? I mean, my last two films total probably had 20,000 views. My last two films that I made, Deported and Beyond Jordan, probably had 20,000 views. Maybe I'm being a little pessimistic there. Maybe about 50,000. I don't know, with all the different versions. But, this is amazing. 2.1 million views so far on Band.Video. And it's not YouTube, guys. This is like an alternative platform that you have to go and search out. And you can't even really share the link very well. I think it's just been all of God that, you know, this message needs to get out there. And, you know, every episode builds on the next one. So the next one, episode 2 is on the mass, episode 3 is on the shot, episode 4 is on the propaganda. That's when we're going to go into how the churches were used, to push this narrative. And if you think about it, I mean, 99% of churches in America just shut down for like 3 months at least. And you know what? Some people have repented of that and realized that they shouldn't have shut down. And now they're saying they'll never shut down. And I respect that. But some churches are still like under the illusion that they were saving lives. And it's ridiculous to me that anyone even still believes that to this point. So, you know, they definitely use churches to do this because, you know, people, anyways, we'll take this call and then get back to that. I got to call people back. It's just weird. Oh, here we go. I had it muted.
I do have some big plans I wanted to.
Hey, man. Who's this?
Hey, my name is Kiki Anderson, and
Hey, Kiki. What do you think about COVID land? I don't know. I think we lost her. Kiki? All right. Well, she left a voicemail, so we'll play her voicemail. How about that?
No, I would prefer to never go.
Okay, that's not anything. So anyways, I guess we'll let her call back. But yeah, this has just been a blessing from God, and then to distribution too, you know, to have them sell the DVD and to finally kind of not stress about money every second of every day is kind of nice too. All right. So, yeah, this has been great. And, you know, it's going to let me do a lot more because I have a lot of plans for this channel. I want to do live shows. I want to hire someone to help me edit a show. You know, it'd be ideal if I could do a show for an hour every day and then, walk away after the show. Just sit down, do the show, and then walk away and continue editing the film. But the problem is if I do a show, then I have to edit the film, edit that show, and it takes up my whole day, and it's just not worth it at that point. But maybe we'll try calling her back one more time.
Hi, Paul.
Hi.
Being a message on the chat board, but I can, if I don't get disconnected, I'll let you know that.
Yeah.
And you really brought in the real people, those people that were speaking to the grandparents through the window, and the elderly lady saying like, come here, I want a hug. And it was so un-American. It was so unconstitutional. It really pulled at heartstrings, and just, I think it's going to get people to really think like, this isn't even humane. It was horrible to watch that. And I got teary just watching that kind of stuff. So really like how you brought in the real people, the real stories.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah. I mean, I try to touch, you know, cause sometimes people just, they don't like just facts. So you try to, try to reach them through their emotions too.
Yeah. I mean, and the facts were great too. I mean, I've always been a fan of yours, and I know everything you're going to put out is thoughtful and really cinematic. I mean, you're watching your movies and they're off the chart. So, it's a true Friday night movie night for my kids and I. They love watching you. So, and they're 16, 18, 12, and 15, you know, so we're just appreciative. And I've been talking to some coworkers and they're on board too, and they're excited to watch this movie. So I'm going to get, you know, my coworkers on board, and, you know, people are waking up, and it's amazing to see that people that were all into were pro vaccine and pro, you know, just mainstream stuff, are now waking up. So you're a big part of that. And so thank you.
Well, I want to change the conversation. You know, I'm hoping this movie can reach people, and that'll happen. So I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Well, you take care. God bless you, Paul.
You too. God bless.
Yeah. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, you know, that's really nice to hear that. You never know kind of how people are going to react to a movie until it's out. And so, this is great. So, let's see here. Let's try to catch up on the comments. I've only seen the free airing of part one, Alex, on the Alex Jones Show. Great. Okay. Well, thank you for watching that. So, guys, if you want to call in, just let me know your thoughts on the film. I'd love to hear them. 480-519-4999. And I really want to encourage people, if you haven't yet seen the film, to make sure to go out and get a copy of the film. If you don't want to spend the $20 for the DVD, you can watch it free at band.video, or you can go to your Roku device and just type in COVIDland and it'll pop up for free as well. And so there's a lot of different ways to watch the film. Now it's even on YouTube, but please don't share that YouTube link because it's only going to get removed. So, you know, we want to keep all the comments and the view count towards the band.video one or the Roku one, because that we know is going to stay there. But, you know, so far on band.video, it's 2.1 million views on band.video, which is huge. And you know what? When Alex, when we first talked to Alex about the release of this film, he was so pumped. He was like, I'm going to share this on every commercial break that we have on the show. We're going to put a trailer. We're going to put some kind of promo. We're going to push this thing like crazy. We're going to, you know, and you know, you love to hear those kind of things, but you're like, is he going to do that? And man, he has followed through with his word. He has been plastering this thing all over his website and done a really fantastic job at getting this out there. And I, you know, I apologize, guys. All these phone calls are going directly to voicemail. So I apologize for like this international caller that just called. If you don't get through, you can always leave a voicemail and we'll just play the voicemail as well. If you're in America though, I'll call you back. But yeah, it's been a huge success because if you go to the band.video version of this movie and just look at all these reviews, it is the reviews have been very supportive so far. So that's been really encouraging to me. So I really hope that, you know, episode two is going to take off even more than episode one. And just make a difference. We want to change the conversation. Everyone is so out to lunch over these topics that we really need to get people aware of this truth. Where do we get a list of your documentaries? Well, you can go to my website, frametheworld.com. We have a lot of the documentaries on there. This is the 10th film I've made. So this will be the 10th through the 15th film I've made. I have a couple other projects that are in the works. We're making the Daniel series, and we're making a film about the Third Temple. Both of those projects were put on hold. The Daniel series was put on hold because of the lack of funding and the lack of interest in it, honestly. No one really cares about that. So I have to survive and feed my family. So that will get done eventually, but that's just not high on my priority list right now. So, the Daniel series was put on hold. We're making a film. Pastor Tommy McMurtry and Liberty Baptist Church and I are making a film on the Third Temple, which I think is going to be amazing, amazing film. I'm hoping I can find a good editor that just helped me start editing that film while I'm doing this series. So if you're an editor and you know Da Vinci, you know, move up to Michigan, I'll hire you. Paul, do you have any fact sheets people can print out? No, I'm hoping people make those up. I'm sure other people have time to do that. The last advice. Yeah, so, yeah, the Third Temple, I mean, all these projects are going to happen. The Third Temple had to be put off on hold because of travel to Israel. You can't obviously travel to Israel right now. And I don't know if we'll ever be be able to travel to Israel again, because I'm not taking that stinking shot. So I'm not going to be traveling to Israel for a movie. So I guess how we're going to handle that is we're going to have to hire a local crew over in Israel to do these, these shoots for us to finish that film up, because I think that film is super important. And, I'm really passionate about that subject. Have you ever talked with Pastor Anderson recently? He's recently told his congregation he would take the vaccine if he had to. I was definitely surprised. Yeah, I heard that as well. I was very saddened to hear him telling people to take the vaccine. It's all conditioning. It's all conditioning, right? We as Christians believe that eventually there'll be a mark of the beast, and you won't be able to buy or sell without it. So this is all conditioning to get people used to that. I strongly believe Alex Jones works for the government. I don't understand why he would promote COVID land unless this whole thing is propaganda. All right, well, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, even if he is going and he works for the government, he had no say in any of this movie. He didn't see the film until it's totally done. So, this is all me. So I must work for the government then, if that's the case. Hey, Paul, can you and Alex or just yourself do a commentary over the film? Yeah, that would be really cool. I'd love to do that. I would love to do that. Alex Jones is a Zionist gatekeeper. I can't share your film with normies because he taints everything he is in. They won't even listen when they see that clown. All right. Well, you know what? That's ridiculous. Over 2.1 million people have seen the film so far, and I think that's going to keep rising. All right. He's a Zionist shill. That's so ridiculous. He has been a huge supporter of mine over the years. He has promoted the What in the World is Spraying to ridiculous lengths. He promoted my Great Calling series, Fluoride Poison on Tap. He sold that film for years and years. After the tribulation, he made that film what it is. So, like, if you even support me a little bit, I mean, he made me who I am. Like, I mean, he's the one that's even allowed me to get where I'm at. So that's ridiculous. So I must be a Zionist gatekeeper. The vaccine is a gateway to the tidal wave of the sickness in the near future. I agree. Evangelicals are part of the problem, and that's what we're going to cover in episode 4, supporting whatever. The vaccine is the Delta variant and the border. If you're saved, then you will never have to worry about taking the mark of the beast. The Bible says, yeah, obviously. But a lot of people that are seeing this are not saved. So, you can worry about other people than just yourself. People are insane. Just his face causes normies to recoil and dismiss everything. No, that's not true at all. In fact, you know what? That is not true at all. Dude, there is so many people that would never, ever give any of my other movies the time of day. You're showing this to just random people, and they're just loving it. So that's not even true. I remember the debate that Alex Jones had with David Duke and Alex Seam. Yeah, okay. So if you go through everyone, someone on TV every day or has a show every day, you're going to find problems with them. The guy has problems. I'm sure he does. I got saved thanks to watching after the tribulation. Thanks a lot for that, Paul. Hey, thank. I'm glad to hear that, man. It's all about COVID land, people. Right. Yep. The argument is lost when you can't debate my point and start to make fun of the debater. I guess I don't know what your point is, but he's a Zionist shill. I guess I just don't know why he would be a Zionist shill, because his wife is a Zionist, but they're divorced. So is he I don't know. All right. So, what do we got here? trying to discredit a person, Alex Jones, doesn't take away from the truth of the message. Totally true. Yeah, okay. Very perfect. What's the call-in number? 480-519-4999. 480-519-4999. All your docs are awesome, Paul. Thank you so much. Whether a gatekeeper or not, it does not matter. Jesus used Judas to profess. Yeah, I mean, okay. So, okay, let's say he's a gatekeeper, whatever, Zionist shill. At least he's helping me get my message out there. Who else is doing it? Who else is helping me get this message out there? Who else is, like, literally on the show every day, their own show, every day promoting this movie? Who else is doing it? I mean, I have great people like Liberty Baptist Church who has supported me since day one. I have, you know, there's Revival Baptist Church down in Florida that has also supported this film. But, I mean, who else is doing that to their audience? What's the call-in number? I think I gave that. All right. But the people watching it already believe the government is evil. Hopefully we're getting some normies to watch it. I know we are. Live stream is flowing well. Looks like it's something that you can do regularly. Well, yeah, hopefully, Dustin, maybe. I don't know. Australia represent. Yeah, what is up with Australia? They've gone nuts over there. New Zealand, Australia, I feel bad for those people. You know, they need to stand up. They should have stood up 8 months ago. And that's with everyone. You know, everyone's just kind of rolled over on all these issues. And so, hopefully this will create, it will change the talk on this issue. We're going to call someone back. I agree with that. Alex may be a Zionist chill. We wouldn't know for sure. But if he was helping this film, right. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
How you doing? This is Paul Wimberger.
You're the guy on YouTube right now?
Right, yeah. What do you think of the film?
I am not familiar with you or your work. I've seen you a couple times, but what's the name of the film and what's it about?
COVIDland, is there a reason you're calling it?
I see. And where do I get it? Where is it available?
Band.video. Watch it for free, man.
Let me write that down. What? Say that again.
Band.video. All right, man. Well, hey, any other comments?
Yeah, we're in deep doo-doo, and America seems to be kind of gone. They've subverted the Constitution. Australia is a test zone for what they're going to be doing to Australia, and we need all these lawsuits to go through very quickly. Because I'm in California, by the way, and all the parents are either getting their kids injected or taking their kids out of school and trying to protest. You got 12 weeks in France of more than 1 million people every day, 12 weeks of that. People are standing up. We need to get together. I got lots of comments. I'm sorry. I'm not.
Well, hey, man, it looks like you know what you're talking about. You got to go out and watch this film, man. COVIDland. It'll be right up your alley. Just type it into, do you have a Roku television?
I have television. Oh, cool. I see your video up there. Yeah, I'm definitely going to watch it. I'll look it up. And it's brand new.
Brand new, just came out. So it's doing good. It's on Band.video as well. You can check it out there for free. And if you like it, man, go head over to framingtheworld.com and get yourself a copy.
Yeah, you know, I'll do that. I've been researching this for what, 18 months now. I don't have a PhD. I'm not a medical professional, but when I saw the world falling into this pit, I had to research the science and the politics and when politics runs the scientific debate or shuts down the scientific debate, then we are in big trouble. And I don't know what state you're in. I'm guessing you're in the United States somewhere. But we really got to get together. This is an unprecedented global event. This is basically World War III. I've been fighting the military-industrial complex for several decades, and the pharmaceutical complex kind of snuck on up on me. I didn't see it coming, and we're in trouble, dude. So thanks for doing what you do. I'm sorry I'm not familiar with your work and your. I'll check your film out. I live in the city where we produced the original documentary called Plandemic. Did you happen to see that?
Yeah, I did. Yep. Very good.
Yeah, this is Ojai, California, and Mickey Willis produced that.
My mother-in-law lives in Ojai, California. My wife grew up in Ojai, California.
No shit.
Yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful town.
Yeah, new age town. And they're all injected here, too. So yep. They're all wearing...
They've all lost their mind. That's all California, though. That whole country, that whole state has lost their mind.
Yeah, I'll be selling my house in a year or two and looking for a better place.
There you go, man. Well, hey, have a good day. I appreciate your call.
Yeah, take care. Bye.
All right, well, I'm not sure how he found out about our show, but great. Anyways, guys, if you want to call in, 480-519-4999, the point is to hear your opinion on COVIDland. Love to hear your thoughts on the film. I thought he was going to talk about Alex Jones being a Zionist shill. So that's what I thought that phone call was going to be about. And I was pleasantly surprised it wasn't. You know, I think a lot of people who just hate on Alex Jones are just jealous of him. All right, we got a text message. Oh, well. Show. So, I don't know. This was really just to test out my live streaming capabilities because the internet company did say they upped my internet a little bit. They got a little bit higher of speeds in this area. So, I'm at least able to do this. I was never able to do this before. So, at least I'm able to stream, it looks like. So, that's really cool. Knowing what Paul knows about Zionism, I don't think it would work as... not knowingly... I think Alex is like most people and he's, you know, motivated by money. So I don't think he has I don't think you're going to work as hard as he works. He literally has worked for the last 30 years, 16 hours a day, 14, 16 hours a day, like me. You don't work that hard if you're like just doing it for you're just some Zionist shill. It doesn't even make sense. Like, looking forward to watching this film. Thank you, Paul. Where do we watch it with the 2 million views? Yeah, go to band.video, guys. Go to band.video, and you can watch it there. Band.video, and just type in COVIDland, and it is there, the lockdown, and it is 2.1 million views so far, which is fantastic. Let's see what it's at now, 2.17. So that's really exciting. We're going to call back one of these people that we missed here. Yeah. If you call in and, you never called me before, it's just going to go straight to voicemail. I got to change that on the next show.
Hello.
Hi, this is, Paul with Framing the World. You call in?
Yeah. Hi. I'm just listening to you here in Ottawa, Canada. Yeah, I did see the movie, and the comments on Alex Jones being a Zionist shill are just so boring. I've been hearing it for years. Here's a guy who's helped other organizations, including Project Veritas, to get the truth out. Here's a guy who's been banned from every forum there is. It's a pretty good subterfuge, I would say, for the people who say the Zionists control everything. I mean, you know, it doesn't make any sense. And what it is really is it's just a lot of it is simply jealousy.
Right.
And I just dismiss it.
Right.
You know, I just don't care. Up here, I can't go to a church because they're useless. There's only one King James Church and they're complete dispensationalists. The last time I talked to the pastor whose sermons were just terrible, he talked about Schofield. He said, well, he was a mixed bag. And I said, yeah. Done. We're done. I will not give support to fake churches. I will not do it. I'll listen online to other people and, you know, Chuck Baldwin and others, and I just won't go there.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, is there any good churches in the whole country of Canada? It's like, good night.
Well, actually, Pulowski way out in Calgary, but they're going to put him in jail.
Yeah, apparently. He's going away for like 4 years, right?
Oh, you know what one of the charges was? One of the charges was baptizing his 12-year-old daughter.
Wow.
What kind of thing is that? You know, talking about up here, they burned some churches down, and the politicians didn't say anything. No, it's really terrible. In Ottawa here, I don't wear a mask. I don't do any of that stuff. And I haven't been bothered except for a few people. And when people go at me in the store or something, my countenance is fallen. I chastise them. Let's put it that way. I don't take garbage from people like that. You know, but the store people have been fine to me, really. But, you know, it is what it is. California, there are places in the States that are quite good, Florida and so forth. But there's also places like California where people are even worse than here. They're nuts, you know? Right. I mean, yeah, it's, I don't know where it's going to end, but it's a combination of money. The vaccine companies are making billions off. That's part of it. But there's also a satanic agenda, you know? Like, we have one of the worst prime ministers. I absolutely, this Trudeau creature, he and his father have been the biggest destroyers of this country. I grew up with that guy. I'm 64 now, his father, and now him. And I had to watch his you know, pockmarked grimace all the way through the 70s and 80s, where he took the country from being a pretty free, prosperous country, he took it down. He's been the great destroyer of this country. You know, it's sad.
Yeah, it is sad what they're doing in Canada. I mean, it just seems like there's nothing really good happening there right now. Have you seen COVIDland? Yeah. What are your thoughts?
I did see COVIDland, and it was great. All your films have been great. I must have watched Marching to Zion probably 20 times. And also, too, did you have anything to do with the New World Order Bible versions?
Yeah, I made that one as well.
Yeah, that also was fabulous. I stopped that and looked. That was just awesome. I'm a King James onlyist too, of course. Well, as you might have guessed, but and I really thought that one was fabulous. You really exposed the fake Bibles, and I've really been able to get a lot out of that. I also have loved, in a totally different thing, Matt Powell's stuff on evolution. I found that to be very good. So you guys are just bang up job, and you know, I just we all have to sort of, you know, we got to pull together in this in order to attempt to get through it. I asked pointing to Stephen Anderson, one of the things that he did when he went out and called people, you know, said that they were quacks and all that. But, you know, I don't know what gets into some people, but what are you going to do? You know, I don't worship pastors. I look at the King James Bible, and that's my God. I disagree with even some of the things that Baptists say on the King James Bible. For example, the zero alcohol thing. The Bible clearly shows areas where they call alcohol a blessing in limited amounts, and you're not supposed to get drunk. So I depart from that because the King James Bible and the Word of God is my gold standard. The pastors are to interpret that, but where they say things that aren't true, like the Hebrew people and all the other, you know, things that we see, where they differ from that, then I go by the King James Bible. That's my gold standard. So,
well, I appreciate you calling in, man. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, man.
All right. Have a good day. God bless.
Bye.
All right. Well, yeah, Canada's lost their minds, but you know, hopefully the guy just finds it the best church in his area and goes to it, or he moves. Because, you know, one thing I've realized is, like, you know, a church is, you know, about the people too. You know, you got to be around people that love you and care about you. And so I really hope you find someone, even if the pastor, you don't agree with everything he's saying, why don't you just go to a church and try to influence other people there? But call in 480-519-4999. It's 480-519-4999. Lisa, Paul always nails his movies out of the ballpark. I appreciate that, Lisa. Thank you so much. Are you concerned that some people blame the movie for for high-risk people not getting the vaccines. Well, I mean, we don't even talk about vaccines in this first movie, nor do we talk about them in the second movie, but we destroy them in episode 3. So I'm not worried about it. I just want people to wake up to what's going on. And honestly, like, this film is already waking up a ton of people, because, you know, it not only gives them the information that most people don't know, but it gives them in a way that they can kind of hold on to and kind of get behind. And so I've seen a wave of people that would never listen to anything I would have to say, you know, really come on board. Are you concerned? What else here in the comments section? Arthur Pulaski preaches a false gospel. Well, I don't know anything about what he believes. I just know he's standing up for what he believes on. He's doing a great job on the coronavirus. I've never looked into his doctrinal stances. But, you know, I take every those kind of comments with a grain of, I mean, like, everyone preaches a false gospel to some people that I listen to. So I would have to check him out there. You know, not everyone is a unsaved heretic. Hey, Paul, not sure if you consider Sure Foundation Baptist a good church, but we have a plant here in Canada. Okay, all right. Well, Covaland is awesome. You have to watch it. Andrew Loza. Well, I like people who don't talk crap about me. So if Sure Foundation Baptist Church is not talking crap about me, then I like those people, you know, especially when I don't talk crap about anyone else, you know. Anyways, Covaland, guys, make sure you go out and get that and support the film. Also, you guys can check out the movie for free on your Roku device or go to band.video. Now, what's really cool about the Roku device, just go to your TV, type in the search results, Covaland, and it'll pop right up. But another easy way to watch it is on band.video. But you're only going to be watching it 720p on band.video. If you watch it on your Roku device, you will see it in 6K, which is super cool. And that is the highest quality you're going to be able to watch it at. You know, eventually I'll have it free on my my page as well, but that's not yet. Anyways, guys, I think that's pretty much it. No one calls in. I only wanted to do a little bit of a stream here. And we're over an hour already. So it's hard to call in from Australia. Yeah, and if you call in from Australia, it's just going to go straight to the voicemail. So I apologize. Well done, Paul. Keep fighting the good fight. Donnie, I don't think the vaccine is the end goal here. Okay, well, they're doing a really good job on pushing the vaccine. I think the rules to promote the vaccine also promote the vax segment is the same. Great movie. Can't wait for the rest. Yeah, episode 2 is going to be coming out soon. Make sure you guys go and get a copy of this DVD if you haven't. You know, I can already tell a lot of people that are listening right now don't have this physical copy. And so I really encourage people to support this work. It's $20. Go out and get a copy, guys, of the DVD. Put it on the shelf. And, you know, it says number 1 right here. You can line them all up real nice. It'll say 2, 3, 4, 5. And you can have the whole set. Yeah, copy and share it. Get it out. We want to wake people up. Now, what we want people to do is copy and share it. So that what that doesn't mean is I don't want you to print exact copies of this. That is not copying and sharing. That is called pirating. Okay. So what I want you to do is take a copy and then maybe just write with a Sharpie Covaland episode 1 and put it on a little disc for people. That is clearly not the original, the official version. You know, I don't mind people doing that. That's great. You know, but I don't want people to just, you know, steal, you know, the stuff and then produce it as their own. especially don't want people to sell it. So obviously, you know, there's a difference there. I do believe in copyrights. I'm not like a lot of people who just don't care about anything, and that is the way I survive and make money. So, all right, guys. Well, that's it. I appreciate everyone tuning in. And, you know, help spread this message. Everyone should post these links on their Facebook page, you know, while we can, because who knows how long I'm even going to be on Facebook. I know YouTube, my days are limited on here. InfoWars has given me a channel on their platform, so I should be able to stream from there. And that's what the future will be for me, you know, and that just shows how good of people they are. That he's giving me my own platform on his channel where he already has a built-in audience. And not everyone has a channel on band.video. If you go to, let's go to band.video. Let's see how many people have a channel. Let's go there right now. So let's see this. Band.video. All right. So if you go to band.video, these are the shows in the left-hand side here. We got the Alex Jones Show, The War Room, American Journal. You got a few. Then you have COVIDland. And I'm going to change that to Framing the World. But there's not that many shows on here. I mean, there's quite a few, but Framing the World is going to be on here. And we're going to change that from COVIDland InfoWars Original Series to Framing the World here. I just haven't... I haven't really spent any time doing this, but I'm going to have my own channel where I'm going to be able to stream live from, and eventually. So that will be great. And this is just fantastic. 2.1 million views. That's fantastic. All right, guys. Well, thank you for tuning in. Let's see if anyone called. No one called in, so we're just going to end it here. I appreciate everyone's support. Make sure to go get a copy of COVIDland at framingtheworld.com. Or COVIDland.com and support us there. All right, guys. Episode 2 coming up right around the corner. Thank you so much. God bless.